Darren, it was a great game to watch, but I'm guessing you might not be too happy. Two goals to the good and then 4-4.
Yeah, that's the thing. We came out, first half was okay, but by our standards, I don't know whether it was the weather. It was very warm, the pitch was very dry, but we just didn't have the quality. I thought today that we've shown over the last 15-16 games, but hey ho, they're, you know, credit to them, they never give up. But it's just got that deflating feeling, almost like a loss. To be honest, second half we started so bad, it was untrue. You know, again, things that we've been very good at, we've shown over the last games. But, you know, I've just had a word with the players, they've been superb over the last 15-16 games, and that, you know, today we know what they can do and what their strengths and their weaknesses are. Today was a blip in terms of that, but I must say I didn't feel as comfortable as I would have liked, you know, throughout the game, because I just thought, you know, we were giving too much possession away, we were letting them have too many shots, which usually isn't like us. But we'll reflect on it and we'll work on it, because as I said to the players, the man, they want 9 points from the next three games.
They got goals either side of half time. It was, I just sort of switched off a bit at that point, or not switched back on yet.
Yeah, but do you know what? To be fair to them, they have a bit of quality in attack as well, which you can see. You know, so you have to be on high guard and you have to be able to deal with that. But I expect us to, you know, to deal with it, because again, we have a lot of quality defensively. We didn't for whatever reason. Just them as a striker, especially. You know, you just need that extra yard to get a shot on sight, and then it's between you and the keeper. And they've done that today, and they scored. So as I say, disappointed in that side of it, Pav. Feels like a defeat. It's a 4-4. They're a decent side. They're still pushing for playoffs. But hey ho, we dust ourselves off and we get on with it and get ready for next week.
Well, on the positives, there were four goals, two for Omri Perel, and the second one was a beautiful goal, at least it was to me.
Yeah, no, it was four great goals. It would have been a great game for the neutral. But as I say, disappointed with you know, again, you go 4-2 up in control of things, and then it's them things where you let them back into the game. That 4-3 is squeaky bum time, and then it goes back to 4-8. So disappointing, but not to be too despondent and too down, because the players the last 15-16 games have been absolutely immense. So it wasn't a defeat. You know, we'll take a psychological boost from that, but we'll dust ourselves off. And
as you
get
say,
ready
it wasn't
start.
A defeat. It's six unbeaten in a row now.
Yeah, it just as that feeling, you would have to think twice in the fact that it wasn't a defeat. Just when you're 4-2 up and the opposition score two to make it 4-each, and I don't want to be one of those that, and again, I don't want people to be thinking that it was your typical end of season game. It's not about that for us. I want to finish the season very strongly. With three games left, I want to win these three games, and have every confidence in the team that we'll bounce back. And the things that we maybe were a little bit vulnerable in today, they'll put right for next week. I've no doubt about that.
You substituted Leon Osborne. Was he injured?
Yeah, he was. It was a back. He got quite a bad knock to the back. So you could see he was moving uncomfortably. So we obviously had to substitute him.
So you have to assess that.
You have to assess it, see how he is next week. I'm sure he'll be fine next week. You know, but you know, he's worked hard out there. He was doing well. But again, you know, he picked up that injury, and unfortunately, they forced us into a substitution.
News has come through that you've released a couple of players, Ayrton Bevins and Jamal Branca.
Yes.
I know Ayrton Bevins hasn't featured too much of late, but Jamal Branca, when he came in February, seemed to be on a rich vein of form. He was scoring goals. Might surprise one or two fans that let him go.
It might, but you know, as I say, I'm not going to go into the whys, whens, and whos, and you know. But the thing about it is, do you know what? There's a great group in there, a very good group. And players who support and back each other if they're playing, if they're on the bench and things like that. And I have to protect against that. If I feel it's maybe not going the way I would like, I have to make a decision that's for the good of the team. He's a great lad. He's a good lad. And then I wish him well on his travels.
Finally, Grand National, have you got a bet on?
I don't. Who won it?
Don't race off for another 10 minutes.
Oh, well, there you are then. Best get a bet on. No, I'm not a betting man, you know, but I'd go for it, take a guess and say number six.
Number six.
That is.
Well, wait and see. I've won the golden goal today, so you never know. Yeah. Might be a lucky day. Cheers, Dan.
Cheers, Pat.